You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers, when it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket, teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider
spend
in town.
Spend weeks. You could spend months.
I can't say only unless you say only, too.
All right. You could dedicate your life to finding another, and I don't think you would.
You could.
So don't do it.
Yeah, that's right. You could. I was just going to say you could hire who? You could hire
Magnum PI.
I like that. So OBM can tackle any of your copier problems or Magnum PI's problems, and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. All right. It's Vic Carucci. It's Nathan Zagura. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, and we are driven by Liberty Ford. And you call us at 216-578-0850. We've got Dave Dino DiNatale producing for us today and on the phones. And Dino has given us some calls here that I think we'll start with. And if they're all still good, let's start with Larry in Cleveland. Larry, welcome to the show.
How you doing, guys?
Good, man.
That's good. I got two questions. The first one about who should start Monday. It should be Manziel, without a doubt.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Because, you know, if something happens to Hoyer, you know, heaven forbid, you know, then you only got Grossman, you know, as the backup. So I'd rather have Manziel starting, you know, get reps with the number one.
Okay.
And then my other question is, I think Josh Gordon should get 8 games suspended, you know, because what Ray Rice did to his fiance or wife, whatever, you know, hey, how are you only going to get 2 games?
Right.
And Gordon is going to get a year. That's not fair.
It's not fair, and unfortunately, fairness is not going to be the ultimate deciding factor, Larry, but thank you for the call. So you would like to see Johnny Manziel start on Monday night. Let's go now to Nathan in Lakewood. Nathan, fine name, my man. Fine name. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, thanks for calling. Yeah.
I love your show. I listen to it every day on my lunch break. It's
love. Thank you.
Good to stay informed. So thank you, guys. Excited for the season. Two quick points I kind of wanted to make, questions, I guess, too. You know, I think that Manziel should start on Monday, but I'll be completely honest. I'm kind of sick of the whole who will they, won't they. I mean, I feel like this is just a revolving door with us Browns fans of is everyone's a fan of the backup quarterback until they get into the game, too. If you're Brian Hoyer, I think in the back of your head, you have to know that you're not the long-term situation here. I mean, I don't know if you guys agree with that, but I feel like they've just invested enough into right. Manziel that's what's going to happen.
I do agree with you on that. I don't necessarily want to get into thinking how Brian Hoyer thinks or what he knows or what he believes. The competitor in him could refuse to accept that, but I think – to the outside world and to everyone else, yeah, I think it's pretty logical to say that the investment has been made in the other guy.
Yeah, I know that's got to be tough, and you know, let's all hope that, you know, Hoyer just looks at this as an opportunity to really shine and to, you know, to get talked down to the critics as far as people that don't believe that he can be and continue to take every game the way he should be. So, yeah, there's that. My second thing that I really want to say is, you know, wrong is wrong. I get it. And obviously there's been, you know, Gordon's had some issues in the past. But, you know, to hit a woman, you know, you're only getting a few games. And then, you know, but, you know, the drug aspect, I don't understand how that could be 16 games. And especially with everything surrounding it. But I just think that there has to be a bigger issue in the league portraying what they agree is acceptable. You know, if in fact he was wrong, then that's where it has to be and has to be taken care of. But I just hope for long-term sake that this can be something that he can separate himself with and you know, just kind of move forward as some other great wide receivers and players have done in the past. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Thank you, Nathan. Yeah, you know, first of all, I think that this is a little bit of a different situation where everybody loves the backup till he plays. This guy's drafted as a first-round pick, Heisman Trophy winner, very exciting college player. So I think there's a natural excitement about him. As it relates to Josh Gordon, I think everybody understands the logical argument that is being made vis-a-vis the Ray Rice situation. I just don't know that, unfortunately, or ultimately, it will matter to the National Football League on something that was collectively bargained. As much as I hope it will, and I'll still keep my fingers crossed, and I'll still end every show with free Josh Gordon until we find out what happens. But I'm just not sure that's going to happen. There were some reports, though, that came out yesterday saying that the Browns already had put in place a big support system and plan for Josh Gordon to deal with his issues, which is a nice thing to see.
Jimmy Haslam made some comments to the effect of, you know, the team being supportive of him, and I think people have sort of jumped from that to conclude that a support system is there. To the point of the quarterback that he made, though, and you're right, it's very different. It's been true for years that everybody loves the backup here because the starter, when the starter struggles and fails, and again, that's happened far too often. And that happens in other NFL cities too. But that said, it is a performance business. As much as the Browns have invested, and I'll say this, invested in Johnny Manziel, and that he is the guy that they have selected to be the long-term answer they believe he can be, he still has to show that he can be. And until he shows that, that remains up in the air. I mean, you've got to see it. You got to let it play out. But just because they made that investment doesn't mean it will work out. And it could ultimately mean that Brian Hoyer does sparkle, does come into it and win it because the other guy spit the bit, couldn't get it done. But that isn't what the Browns are counting on or looking for. We'll see how it all unfolds. But it is a performance business. So I want to be clear that just because the investment was made doesn't mean that they'll stick with this guy come hell or high water. He'll get his opportunity, but it's not a, you know, all in thing. And then if he fails, well, we'll be blind to that and let him fail. No, it doesn't work that way either.
Not at all. All right. Before we bring Mary Kay on, let's go to Ron in Cleveland. Ron, welcome to the show.
Hey guys. Thanks for taking the call today.
You got it.
I have an outside of the box idea here. The, leaking of this story, this potential earth shattering trade, trading Hoyer really isn't earth-shattering, but trading Manziel, I think, would be. You know, we've got a history of these late first-round quarterbacks that have all failed, so why don't we ship him off to Houston, get Johnson, get their first-rounder, then we go into next year with our pick that'll be a high pick, we'll have Buffalo's, we'll have Houston's, and we bring in Marcus Mariota if Hoyer doesn't pan out the rest of this year.
Yeah, that's not
happening. That's, not happening.
We'll move on.
Happening.
Just move on.
All right, Dino the Trucker, welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I had a slight problem today. I was listening to the RBS show, and I was listening to Hammer, and he's such infatuated with Johnny Manziel that he's willing to sell Hoyer down the river. And he's bringing so much, there's so much bias with Johnny Manziel. Now, don't get me wrong. I hope Johnny Manziel works out. You know, but they're putting him such a high pedestal. There's still another quarterback, and it's not going to tell me that Brian Hoyer isn't going to hear these comments and be hurt by some of these comments of being traded and stuff like that. You can't go around throwing ideas out like you're slinging a gun. I mean, I think it's bad journalism. I really do think it's wrong.
It'd be one thing if it was coming from the organization that they were fueling the trade rumors. Right. It's not. There isn't even a trade rumor. People are making massive leaps of logic from what Sage Rosenfels actually said. And listen, Aaron Goldhammer is a radio host, and it is his job to make content that he finds to be interesting.
And this is the nature of the beast, and maybe he's a little, you know, he might be a little more passionate about it than somebody else or a lot more, but that's irrelevant. The conversation, the talk, the dialogue on this thing is wider than Cleveland, by the way, and other suggestions and thoughts on a national scale about what the Browns should do and the possibility of a Hoyer trade. That's been discussed by, you know, NFL Network, ESPN. You go anywhere outside of Cleveland, and it's not just being driven by Cleveland. Yeah, I hear your sensitivity point, but guess what? Brian's a big boy. He gets it. And when you sign up to play quarterback in the NFL, this goes with it, okay? And it just goes with it. I mean, and you can I can tell you any number of stories of what quarterbacks have had to withstand or coaches have had to withstand in this business. That's what they're paid. You know, they're it's part. It goes with the territory. So Mary Kay,
high pressure position, yeah. And you better be willing to deal with it and show that you can deal with it to be a successful quarterback.
Steel like skin is the requirement. All right, Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, Cleveland Plain Dealer, is going to join us next. We'll get her thoughts on this whole quarterback thing and other Browns thoughts on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.